previously on Perfect Plex.
NWO for life, people. Look at it, master in it, admire those guys.
How many times?
He's giving you so much excitement over the years.
Get up.
Oh, boy.
If there was any person that embodied that song, it's Jeff Hardy.
I'm sorry. I just want to get a little crazy in here for a second. I've never heard you sing a gospel song. My man. I'm not going to keep calling him everything.
But I just think that she still has a lot left in her. She loves the business.
Yeah.
And she's only 29 years old.
So they come
most
back
people,
for these things.
They most come people back don't hit their prime until they're in their mid-30s. So she's very well only scratching the surface. And I don't believe that she's going to be done with WWE. Okay. I believe that she'll come back. The only thing that I hate about people that leave WWE and have to get a name change. Now you have to go back and try to be that other persona that you were. But now we know you as your other persona on any other circuit.
It's a heel persona draft. The greatest heel of all time. Vacant Hogan.
Make sure you write that down too, Dawn. I said fake it. Oh.
Yep. He's off TV for a while.
I'm a Finn guy.
I'm a Finn Balor guy. This don't fit right. I some don't smell right. I know all the Finn Balor lovers out there. I know you guys out there, King Mo, King Cody, Captain. I love y'all. You're my people's love when I see you, though.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the Money Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply. We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
And we are live. Where is this guy? I have no idea. He's texting. Oh, shit, magic. Happy Juneteenth celebration day. Today is June 20th. But we have a message for you because we want y'all all to know one thing, and that's for sure, because you need to know it. So you're about to find out.
No unity, no power. White power for white people. Black power for black people. 1967. The Black Panther Party. The movement.
Freedom.
Let's talk about freedom. Freedom.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna stand.
That's right, y'all. We are here to celebrate today, and today we gonna do just that. Today we throw the ones up and we throw the fists up too, people. Welcome to Perfect Plex Talk Radio, right here in Urban. On Unpop Review, that is. And right now on Urban Sports Scene, on Urban Wrestling Channel. If you got it, well, I just shared it there. So you like, subscribe, and all that good shit below, all that good stuff. Now, you ain't know my name. I'm the Tribal Chief of Staff, Mike Knox. And always, I am the end all, the be all, because damn it, without me, you belt people, you wouldn't be there. But that's not my thing no more. I digress, because I know who wants to smoke. And the profit is up. So, Dice Man, just tell them who you are. I can't even hear you. You are muted. You are still muted.
Wise man.
Yes,
there's no one left.
There's no one
left. We done smashed them all.
All of them.
When it comes to this pro wrestling talk.
Yes,
we
sir.
We smashed them all, wise
all
man.
All of them. All of
now,
them.
Now, if you don't know who I am, I goes by the almighty Dice Man, a.k.a. Dice Man Holler, a.k.a. the Z is Solid, a.k.a. the Shang Tsung of this wrestling talk. Your soul is mine. A.K.A. the Apprentice of Thanos, a.K.A. Big Champ in the chat, Kith those not in the know, a.K.A. Mr. Wise Man. There's no one left. Brock's no back.
What's going on, Scott Malone? There's no one left. Listen,
Scotty.
What a day. What a day. We got a draft. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I mean, damn, that's social media. Just go follow us. Listen, we got a lot to talk about today. We got, to me, Vince McMahon putting his dick out on SmackDown and telling people where he stands. Right? He just said, so blah, what lawsuit? Okay? I'm going to show up and tell you how I feel. We're going to talk about that as well. Also, is she or is she not fired? I mean, will we see?
That's the question.
Will we see Sasha Banks and we're going to talk about that as well. And y'all already know what we be doing around here. We got another draft. But today, we have our favorites we're going to pick. Okay? Amongst the top black wrestlers of all time. And who will make this list? Some will be, I'm sorry, Dice, put it back up. Some will be, you clicked it, so click it again. Click it!
I did, but that's not the right one, so keep going.
One?
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
so,
you.
So, it's there. He's coming. But anyway, we're going to draft our favorite black wrestlers of all time. We're going to pick them, our favorites. All right? My 10, his 10, and we're going to see who wins. We all know I win all the time. Okay? It's like the 80-20 rule. I'm winning this
that's
thing.
That's highly okay? questionable.
Well, you know, well, I'm a questionable person. Okay? And we got the week in wrestling, including last night's Impact Wrestling Slammiversary. That's right, guys. Guess what our black asses is doing on Father's Day? These two black fathers on Black Father's Day. Watching Impact Wrestling. Okay? So we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Let's start, Dice, where I want to start with. And I'm being honest. It has to be this man. This is what he did. He came on SmackDown. He pumped his chest out. Right? And he said, emphasis, we all together, right? He was asking for help, but at the same time telling you, these things don't faze me. The United States government couldn't bring me down, and I ain't gonna let no female bring me down either. For those who are not in the know, Dice, let them know what we're talking about when it comes to Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Mr. VKM himself.
Okay, apparently there was a whisperer. This was uncovered by New York Times, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I saw. Yep.
New York Times. The guy has been after Vince McMahon for a long time.
Yeah. Who is
he finally?
If you've done something in the past, you're gonna get got.
He finally got some dirt on old Vinnie Mac, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And apparently Vinnie Mac had an affair with a certain woman who was in the office, not talent. Let's because the names is keep coming out there of this person, that person.
Yeah, I've
the
heard
the person
different
was
names.
Rumored to be in the office, not any talent backstage.
Right.
And they had an affair, and he gave out a non-disclosure agreement and $3 million to stay hush-hush. In which John Laurinaitis got pulled in it because those weren't the only NDAs that were getting passed around.
Right.
So well,
I say something that may shock people and piss people off, Dice, but that's what we kind of do, right? This is the Unpopular Views Perfect Plex Talk Radio, and I am Mike Knox with Threats because I'm hardcore, and I still say The Notebook is the greatest love story of all time, okay? So here it out. I have said this. This isn't mine, right? This is Nietzsche's. You know what that means for you? You know. But for those who don't know, that means somebody said something that was so important that I'm going to take the credit, but it's not mine, so I say it's Nietzsche's, right? But I agree with it. I agree with it so much. So this is going to sound a little cringeworthy, all right? And I'm not saying this is right. There's a disclaimer. Okay, on this, I'm going to be careful here. The opinions I've said on Perfect Plex Talk Radio do not belong to everybody on Perfect Plex Talk Radio or everybody's value and opinions of Unpopular View. Okay? I'm saying that to say that back in the day, women were around on the road in wrestling to keep the boys busy. This is what it is. Okay? That's why they were the valets. That's why, you know, you've had this structure girl with this girl and that girl with this guy. And in some way, it still goes because that's the unit, that's the circle they're in. That's their, what would you call it, Dice? Like it's not social media, but that's who they're around. That's their coworkers. You're going to be with coworkers. That's the business that you're in. Okay, so things, I'm not saying it's right what Vince did. I'm not saying that allegedly still, right? Because one thing in this country I would never get to understand, Dice, is how you could take me to court and I'm proven innocent by the law, but you couldn't get no evidence on me, but yet the court of public opinion can crucify me, okay? Yep. And I would never understand that. So if any lawyers or judges that listen to this program are going to show and educate us, hey, let us know. Comment below. So, but watching this and hearing this is like, this isn't nothing new. He gave her hush money, allegedly. Again, nothing new, right? Should he have done it? Probably not. They're sitting there passing around things. Okay, unfortunately, this profession tends to lend itself to doing that, Dice. So, and what's going on, DC? Happy, matter of fact, happy belated Father's Day to everybody in the chat room, everybody out there listening. Happy belated Black Father Day to all y'all, and keep Black alive, keep it alive. Because if you don't know one thing about yourself, you need to know this. All right, and that's.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
So there you go. All right. So with that being said, as King Von Jr. 720 steps in the building, all right, Victorious Ones podcast. Make sure y'all follow that. My social media to the icons, Ayatollahs, and rock and rollers, and the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Now, guys, back to you. Now, with that being said, did I forget anything in there? I know I gave my soliloquy, my opinion about
this. I think we're pretty much on par.
He came on SmackDown to me and just pretty much told you, I don't care. When I first got the comment, or I think your man, our guy, Scott Thomas, it texted me this, right? Like, immediately after that, I read, steps down as CEO. That's what I read. Then I read after that, will continue to be in creative control. And I said, well, he ain't doing nothing wrong. He's stepping down for the politicalness of the type of business they're in. Oh, you're in a little scandal right now. You got to step back. He ain't left what he still does every day, which is what we ultimately, people, need to concern ourselves with more, right? Let's concern ourselves with the product that we're going to talk about in a second. That people would say this, so I will add to it. Copy and paste what we saw later in this night on SmackDown as we got the return of Brock Lesnar. But before we go there, Dice, again, anything less on McMahon I'm leaving here out?
If anybody's watched, if you've watched Empire, right?
To the Empire.
Anybody's watched Empire. The perfect example is everybody from the Lions family had a chance to run the Empire. Yeah. However, all the decisions were still Lucius Lyon.
Lions made them all, right?
This McMahon is the Lucius Lyon of this shit right here, and it goes on. He told y'all business as usual. The thing that I thought that was very smart was the fact that it's the verbiage. Mm-hmm. The man didn't step down. It said step back. So he still got his hands on everything. It's just he's not sitting at the table. He's not sitting at the board of directors.
He's at the table.
He's at the creative table. Yeah, he damn sure believes he's at Stephanie's ear.
Don't you think for a second he ain't got a Zoom meeting? Some back kind of meeting.
He's damn sure in Stephanie McMahon's ear, which is completely fine. Which is completely fine. And eventually,
can I just stay here for one more
back.
Second, Dice? Can I stay for one more second? Yes. Because how you get on your soapbox? I kind of got one when it comes to this, right? Because all you kept hearing was, they got him! Yeah! That's what's up! We got McMahon! What? We gonna take him next? That's what he gets! When last time you touched the booty you weren't supposed to touch? Huh? How many times have you told a girl, I got two words for you, suck it? Right? How many times you sing a song, make them say, ah, then you go doing all that nasty stuff? Ain't nobody come in your bedroom. Why are you going in?
Y'all was out there. Some of y'all was out there endorsing Donald Trump talking about grabbing by the pussy.
Grab him by the pussy cat.
That's his man's in them. Trump is his man's in them.
All I'm saying is this, people. we have to, as a people, this is not just wrestling, this is in general. Right. This is shouts out to my man Stephen A. Smith, who I love, and Shannon Sharp, who I love, and the Jim Rohns of the world, who I love. What they've done is have people want to be like them. And by doing that thing, you have the opinions of anything. Some things ain't my damn business. And here go another one for you that might, like, some of your mama told you. Mind your business. I don't care. Did I know my mama never smoking reefer back in the day? I don't know what it was. I just know it was a funny smelling smell coming from the room. All we smelled incense, and it had some, you know, some Smokey Robinson playing or some Stevie Wonder. I knew what was going on. Okay? Maybe I was told to my mom, boy, mind your business. Grown folks is talking.
Stay in your effing place.
Know your role and shut your mouth. Why does his personal business have to? Because he fired people, Dice. That's, there, I knew it was one more thing. Because he fired them. That's what he gets for firing them. So we're going to mess with a man's personal business for a man for he did something business-wise.
If the man, he's a man. He's a human being. He's a heterosexual human being. Hey, so what if he got some cutty? What if he got some cutty?
You just mad you can't get no cutty. Listen,
no cutty.
Listen, I'm not saying if he did it, he did it. All right? I'm not saying it's right.
How's that
wrong
affecting business? The only difference is, the only question is, was the $3 million his or was it the company's?
And that's the important
That's the only thing that should be mattered right now.
Right. Yeah. That's where he gets in trouble, that he stole the money, which more than likely he probably did. I ain't gonna lie. It's like I never understood. Like, it's really his company, but he stole enough pieces of it off where he's still in control, but you have to ask to spend your money when you spend a certain kind of way. That's what you have an accountant for. What up, brother-in-law? You know what I'm saying? You want to spend money, you got to ask permission to do it. Okay, so again, I'm not riding with Vince all the way on this. I'm just saying,
if you listen, some of these people out here paying for the kitty cat. Some of them out there having relations with their coworkers
all the time.
Don't try to hit my man's Vinnie Mac. You know what it was?
Because he got some cutty. You said it, dog. They mad. Listen, on Pub Review, I get a lot of our audience out there. Right? I get a lot of my audience out there don't get laid a lot, but damn, don't hate on the man for getting laid, yo. You should be asking Vince, damn, can I get $3 million for some ass?
That's gotta be a hell of a body for $3 million.
Listen, Kerry Hilson, I got $3 million one day. Keisha Cole, maybe I got a better chance, but Keisha, I got $900,000 for you, girl. What's up? And you know I love me some Keisha Cole, but you got to go where the value go. I'm just making a point here, guys, is that I don't care. It's none of my business if Vince Man getting some cutty or not. All right, so we're going to move on from that for the weekend wrestling. And when we get into it, sorry, the weekend wrestling. Actually, after we kind of got off air, this stuff came out later Monday evening and Tuesday, and that's that the aforementioned, and this goes to my man. And welcome back, George. Missed you last week, my man.
Yeah.
Welcome back. So it's funny, George, that we actually mentioned you to each other last week. We're like, man, I ain't seen George in a couple weeks. So glad to have you back, my brother. Hope everything's all right. But do you believe in the release of Sasha Banks? And Dyson and I spoke about this with the scandal. That's why I wanted to follow this. It can very well be true, right? Unless something come out. I know I saw a bunch of Dave Meltzer's and tweets come on like right before we came in there. So I haven't checked my phone, Dice. So if you can check, maybe, you know what I mean? But to our knowledge, the company has not officially released Sasha Banks yet. Okay? So the biggest rumor is, without there, which again, this is why this is a show for the intelligent wrestling man. People have to listen to me. If you write for a dirt sheet or you want to write for a dirt sheet, come on over to Unpopular Review. We got dirt sheets for you. You can just start one. That's all they do is they start the shit because they use intelligence. And it's like this comment
shout
right here.
Shout out to I didn't mean to interrupt you, but shout out to executive consultant.
Yeah.
He just messaged that he just read that Dana Brooke might be released. So I'm trying to get some
Dana Brooks. We're talking about Dana Brooks here. Okay, now moving on to Sasha Banks, a boss, a goat to some people, King Kobe's goat. Okay. And a black woman on this June 12th anniversary celebration. We're celebrating. Did she get released? My thing is that if she did and the company didn't say, well, it's because they're in the midst of a scandal with Vince, right? So, but I wouldn't see why, if what you're reading executive consultant put there, if they releasing Dana Brooks, ain't no different than releasing Sasha Banks. And I'm not saying as far as where they are level of talent. I'm talking about releases are releases, no?
Well, the report was not that she had been released, but the report was that she was released weeks ago.
Who was released weeks ago?
Sasha.
Okay.
No, Dana was just released recently.
Like today. Because she was just on TV like last freaking week.
Yeah, but the report is that Sasha has been released as of weeks ago. I don't give that any validity.
Hold on.
Because at the same time, because what, at the same time, because
Captain different from my day. Captain was
He's lying for Vince. Yeah, we're lying for Vince.
All right, I'm gonna tell you something that I'm not capping on. Kiss my ass. I ain't capping on that. All right, I don't cap for no one.
Okay. I would say that no, I don't think they're. I don't think they're going to announce something like that. I don't think they would announce something like that, but I don't think they would keep it a secret. If you want to punish her,
this guy named Raj Guri, who does he work for?
Yeah, he reported it, but there's no confirmation. He couldn't get confirmation. Sean Ross Sapp couldn't get confirmation, and Meltzer couldn't get confirmation. But with a talent like hers, I think that they would kind of give her the Luke Harper treatment, to where, remember, Luke Harper
not released for right now. So,
okay.
So again, this is why, I'm going to cut you off. This is why people get mad when they send us information. I'm not singing nobody out, because I promise you, whoever you are that think I'm talking about you, there's about 20 more of you that inbox me or text me random wrestling things if I don't get the information. And it's not that I'd be rude or smart. And I promise you, if it comes off that way, it's not deliberate. It really isn't deliberate if it comes off that way. I'm numb to it. I'm a decade in. I don't buy news if I don't see it officially reported from an official site. I don't care if you have a check next to your name. I don't care who you are. If the company, and I mean, when I say, I mean ESPN, Sports Illustrated, like you said, New York Post, New York Times, you know what I'm saying? The Reporter, you know what I mean? Like credible sources that have been credible for years. It's not that, they've been right. I'm not saying they haven't been right. There's been plenty of dirt sheets that have been right. But I will bet my bottom dollar, as I said this before, and I continue to say it again, I will bet you whatever it is you want to bet me that we can make up news along with you writers out there, because I don't write. Okay? I got to ask Siri everything. Okay, before I spell it. But you guys that can write, come on. We can make the first unpopular review entertainment, Perfect Plex, you name it. You just come right for it. I guarantee you, if you mess with us, you're intelligent enough to make a good dirt sheet. Go ahead, Dice. Anything else on that subject with Ms. Martinez? And what George said, she's still on the roster. So that's my other point. Until I see this on, if with the last, what?
You call that lady Ms. Martinez?
Did I? Yeah. What's it? Well, shit.
Mercedes.
Porsche. Jaguar. Car. Okay.
I just think that they would probably more than
anything. Hold on. What the fuck you just say, Jason? ESPN was never right about Tom Brady after being forced to retire. That's Brady. First of all, Brady is I love Tom Brady, you know, and I know if you're New York or Philadelphia, because I told Brady he sucks balls once for me and once for you. But I love Tom Brady personally as a football player. Okay. And I mean, you're that good, you can do what the hell you want to do. So if he wants to say I've done retirement today and I'm done retirement tomorrow, he could do that, in my opinion. We all wish we could be a goat. Okay.
Go ahead. I think that Sasha's too valuable to them, and they probably are gonna give her, they're probably giving her the Luke Harper treatment, in which you are by contract supposed to work a certain amount of dates and a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, you don't get it. When the time is up, you don't go. You either are given severance pay, right? Mm-hmm. You're given severance pay for the time that you are not going to fulfill.
They're
going to put on the back half of your contract.
Well, no, what they do is what they've done. And again, what they publicly come out and said they fucking did, right? They took their merchandise down. I need people to understand when MVP, this is always my go-to now of the last year, right? What the MVP said about the Hurt Business. If you cared enough, you did what?
Bought them shirts.
What do I say constantly? What I have a shirt on, right? I pretty much wear a shirt every week just to show you guys I buy shirts, right? So I buy the guys I support. right? And in this case, it ain't that support the Mysterios. Honestly, I couldn't find my Hurt Business shirt, and I wanted to have something, you know, close to being black today, so I went with the Wu-Tang, but it's the Mysterios. But you can only see the top part, so you know, you see it's Wu. All right, so, but no, they lose their money on the back half. Like you said, they losing that, they lose where they make their extra. You're only going to get your contract, you know, that minimum. Again, if they don't make dates, if they don't travel, but at the same time, they're saving money by not traveling, right? Yeah. They pay for their own travel expenses anyway. So, I mean, I hope you're right. I hope they don't get rid of her. I do think she's bad, but also, I'm also believing this, and I could be completely wrong. I don't know the girl personally. You know what I'm saying? When Sasha Banks, if she is ever released, I don't think she goes back into wrestling. And I damn sure don't think she goes to AEW. If she goes to AEW, in my opinion, it's just to stick it to the WWE.
Right? Yeah, but I don't even see that, because we always say the end game for every professional wrestler that's ever watched WWE, WWF.
Well, she's done it already.
WWF.
She's done it already.
Is to go and headline WrestleMania. All right, right? If she stops today, she stops today.
If she stops today, she's a GOAT. She's a GOAT. She's already a Hall of Famer.
She's a GOAT, right? She's a GOAT, right? But I think that her ego is so big. Like, we're talking about ego. But think about the rest of the four horsewomen, right?
Okay.
She stops wrestling today. They are in their early 30s.
Okay.
This is now room for Bianca to surpass her, in which I believe that she will. This is room for Bayley to surpass her, in which I think she can. Becky to surpass her.
What do we mean surpass? Let me just ask
surpass her legacy. Okay. To like, okay. Right?
But doesn't that depend upon how each person values legacy?
I think that, all right, so think about it like this, right? Nobody can, the sacred record is Ric Flair's, right?
Not for long, record, but yes, right? Yes.
Not for long, but, and then the only
most
person
sacred record right now is Taker's WrestleMania's record. That's the biggest
but the only record. Person, but the only person close to that is Cena, in which he stopped.
And his daughter.
It's
going to get passed.
You're going for something as a professional wrestler. You're going for something. There's something that you want. Like, there's something that you want to achieve. Like saying that, oh, I've won the belt this many times, I'm good, I'm done. That's like saying Tom Brady won two rings and like, you know what, I'm just playing just to have fun. No, these wrestlers are literally wrestling to cement a legacy, right? Like, I just look at it in that perspective.
Sometimes for me, though, with that, and I hear you, it's the world has changed. Right? Like, people retire real early now, right? There's way more, like it is now. Like, people always want to go to, well, they ain't got to wrestle for WWE no more. They can go here. They can go there. Well,
it's still not big enough.
But at this point, she doesn't have to go anywhere. She's big enough to go. She's Star Wars got her. She's already, you know what I'm saying? Like, once they get your claws into you, you're kind of there, right? Like,
yeah,
she's talking about this other places, right?
We talked about this last week, though. Everybody knows who the boss Sasha Banks is. How many people know who Mercedes Varnado is?
Well, you can't get away from that blue hair, the pink hair.
Hasn't had the blue hair anymore. She has blondish caramel type hair.
Oh, well, guess what they do with their hair? They just dye it.
So that would lead some to believe that she's been released because she already ditched the color hair.
You know what I would tell you about that? And I'm not being
rude towards women. I would just believe that
Sasha wears a lot of weave. So how much of that is really her hair being actually dyed?
Oh, it was pretty crusty. It was her hair.
Okay. You said it was pretty crusty.
It was pretty crusty.
with that, we will take our attention to Director of the Week in Pro Wrestling. And we are black and back.
That was a short commercial break.
The Week in Wrestling. I can't play the whole damn thing. We get in trouble. The next thing that happened was, literally, they watch us every week. I don't know how many times I get kicked off.
Oh, speaking of watching us, I was driving home, listening to Sirius XM Fight Nation, right?
Yes, sir.
Throw it down with such and such. I'm not going to say no names.
Uh-huh.
But how the hell do they have a top MMA fighters draft? Who else is doing drafts? Who else is doing drafts? Any podcast y'all know out there, who is doing weekly drafts on a certain subject that has to do with what the podcast is about. There's nobody doing it but us. We do it every week. And now Misha Tate and Renee have one about MMA fighters? Fuck out of here.
Well, anywho, on to this comment. Again, I don't think Steven, she needs to go to AEW. I just think she's bigger than that. They just do around the block.
I spend the block.
Been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know when, I don't know why. Sorry. You know I got songs. I've been in this damn 90s bag, dog, for like a week. Like, I won't play nothing out of that. Like, and I'm going to be real with you. And this is some real life shit to people who don't know. This is behind the curtain shit, as the wrestling business would say, right? I talk to this motherfucker every day. We play the game together every fucking day, right? And it's either his music annoying me or my music annoying him, right? But like in my own house, I play a lot of the same shit because I just like a lot of the same. I'm stuck in the fucking 90s. I can't go. I'm just stuck there, dude. When it musically, I'm like, I guess it's exactly what old people do when they get older. They just don't care about change, right? Sasha Banks. Sasha is not Charlotte. She is not bigger than AEW. I don't think she's bigger than AEW, but I think she's bigger than AEW. If that makes any sense.
JC, I love you, brother, but yeah, you're wrong, I think, on she this. Is. Tony Khan would break the bank and bust nuts over two names that are females. Sasha Banks.
Oh, well, more than Paige. That. I think he did the same thing for Bayley. And for all four horsewomen.
But I'm saying those that are on the outs right now that are looking to probably be free agents, those two names, he would break the bank for. And they would immediately jump the line over homegrown talent in Britt Baker and Jade Cargill.
Sasha Banks, okay? And here it is, because I know Vaughn tweets the stuff out and it gets a lot of heat. She is bigger than the whole entire female division of AEW.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Jade and Britt Baker are close, but they ain't got the star power because they haven't crossed over yet.
Yeah.
They can. But with the way that
this is really weird. I'm actually getting
with the way the Warner part. Company demands things.
Yeah.
I think it's very hard for them to cross over in something other than TBS and TNT.
Okay.
Some point, you got to get off of TBS and TNT.
I'm sorry. Well, the NBA didn't do that. They said OT, but they're also on ABC, but still, and they cross advertised now. I'm sorry, DC. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Huh? What is that? Hopefully never Charlotte. Were you throwing up at the greatest women's wrestler? Of all time! Charlotte Flair?
Y'all notice he said that with Sasha Banks on the screen. I just want to acknowledge that. And I just want to acknowledge that you didn't say that last week. You didn't even get it. Last week, we survived the whole show.
I didn't say it. That was how I put it in there. It's going to come every show. Every show. Okay? Don't disrespect Jason, Britt. No one's listen, disrespecting Britt.
There's Baker. Nobody a bigger Britt she Baker fan than me. I was calling for Britt Baker. I was calling for Britt Baker the moment I saw her in AEW. So I'm saying that she's not a bigger star. She's the biggest star next to Jade in that company right now. But if Sasha or Paige,
then there's a space, and then there's Jade. Let's keep it real.
Britt Baker
is that female division, and it's not even close. Okay.
Yep.
But Charlotte comes there. Anyone in the four horsemen come there, they instantly, because the type of fans you're dealing with. Okay, yeah, no offense to my guy. That's my brother. Okay, but he can talk this show you want, DC. But if she shows up in Double or Nothing, Charlotte Flair, you're gonna lose your shit. Don't front.
It's only the women that have been to Ring of Honor and Impact can go to AEW and still feel like they could be the person or not be the person. But if any woman that was top tier in WWE, if they go to AEW, they are immediately the face of that women's wrestler.
You want to answer this one for me? Because I've answered this plenty of times. That's exactly what AEW
we've
is.
Called it. We've called it from day one. While.
From day
Neil,
one.
We've called it for a while. It looks like it. This is the reason why Tony Khan actually took something from a fan, and this is why their shows look a little different now with the lighting, because when you can't see the show, you can't see the crowd. It looks like a house show, but now their shows are much brighter. It brings a much fluid programming for your television. I think it looks like a better overall product. It doesn't like a house show, you know, even though they're in, you know, arenas, it still looks like a house show with the lights dim. So, but it's definitely coming, the new WCW, and things like that. I think that Cody leaving had the writing on the wall for people to open their eyes and see, maybe this is, like, he's right. Maybe he was right to leave. And I don't think it had anything to do with money. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Creative differences are they're always going to happen. But what he envisioned with Kenny and the Bucks, you can't tell me that the Bucks envisioned this for their careers right now. You can't tell me that Kenny envisioned this for his career right now, creating this company. Mm-hmm. But Tony Khan, since he's the money guy, he has most of the shares in the company, he gets to run the show. Like I said, he's an overcharged, overhyped fanboy with money who just got lucky. That's it. He's playing with house money. Like if AEW goes down, right? If AEW goes down, he has a loot. He's not going to be broke.
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark.
George, I've watched Dynamite, and we'll talk about that in a second. I actually was happy she got that. I mean, you have to look at it like this, from this perspective, right? And George, I know you love both products, right? But you're kind of more like us in a sense of, and it's not your fault, it's not our fault, it's our programming, which is we've been programmed by a certain style of wrestling, right? Which means certain storytelling with wrestling, right? It's dissected every week. He has said this week, yes, I'm going to still slow him a little bit, but they have you have this ranking system as it matters. It doesn't matter. Okay, Dante Martin can win all the matches he wants to win. He's never going to win the big match.
He's not going
to
get pushed.
Right? So when y'all sit here and say all this bullshit, I go, well, no. Right? Tony Storm has to get pushed. This is the women's division. This is somebody that's noticed. This is somebody, for what it's worth, in the ring. Now, I'm not saying who I like better, but aesthetically, it gives you a different look.
Just take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
This is their rankings right now. This is their rankings.
Sorry, I meant to
get off. Yeah, look at this. Look at it. At what point was Jay Lethal in the top 10? He's been running from Samoa Joe. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Serena Deeb just lost a match for the title, and she's only at number 5. Their ranking system makes no sense.
It's the reality and the perception. I've always said that. I've always stolen that from Nietzsche, a.k.a. Dan Patrick, okay? It's reality and it's perception. The perception of everything is, look, we have a ranking system. Anybody can win a match. The reality is, as I've always said this, and no disrespect towards any talent in the business, some people are there to be enhancement talent. They're there to get the next guy over. And as soon as wrestling fans understand that...
Bobby Fish.
You understand why Toni Storm, again, George, won. And I don't think she's overlooked. I'm just saying people got to move up. You got to have different competitive things and things like that. So let's get into the
anybody. If anybody, real quick, as we're about to go into the next topic, if anybody could tell me the three best ongoing stories in AEW right now, please do. Just list them really quick and we'll get back to it. But moving on, Mike.
Everything Derek right there says. I mean, it speaks for itself. And Neil, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Because guess what I'm going to do? I thank you. I give you a Barry Horowitz because you're doing something, A, I wanted to do when I was a kid. Hell, I'm lying. I wanted to do it when I was an adult too. Didn't have the heart to do it. I also know that you do it because you love the energy and the crowd, the reaction you get from a crowd. I mean, outside of you putting your body through a lot of hell, it's a great fucking job to have. You get to live your life, right? So,
because
enhancement talent doesn't mean you can't make it to the big time. You know what I'm saying? For what it's worth, and people, this may take people the wrong way, and I know for a fact he's going to be in one of our top 10 lists when we go our favorite black draft today. And that's Mr. R-Truth. He is the greatest enhancement talent of all time. You can say Barry Horowitz. You can say the Brooklyn Brawler. No, because R-Truth won. R-Truth had a world title push as enhancement talent.
And the first black wrestler to win the championship.
He wasn't really enhancement talent back then.
No. He was a big fucking deal.
What he's going to be remembered for.
He'll be remembered over there as a GOAT. He'll
right. Be a, over a here, he's going to be the greatest enhancement talent of all time. Right.
K-Quick.
K-Quick. All right.
It's nothing wrong with that, because a guy like Drew Gulak, who can wrestle circles around, you know, the best wrestlers, he's highly respected for his wrestling mind and wrestling ability. However, on camera, it's something about him just doesn't click with the audience.
This is why it's up there. It's above our heads. It is above our heads, right? I'm gonna bring up one of our. You know what? Okay, you got your peace hat on tonight. Let me see your shirt. Let me see your shirt. It says love. All right, I'll put you on camera first. Y'all see? Can you hear me? You can't hear me. Can't hear me. No, you can't. You can't hear me when I do that. So I do this. See, that says the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. I came up with that moniker because of this, right? And this is this. Jason, you my guy. I know you got thick skin. You know what I'm saying? It's not disrespecting our truth. Y'all think that the name Enhancement Talent is disrespectful. Y'all think a jobber is in the... No, he is living his life. What Enhancement Talent means, okay? And we have a pro wrestler listening to the program right now, okay? What it means, because wrestling is storyline. It's the guy that can do what... what's his name? What's Dwayne Martin? That's his name? I said it earlier, right?
Dante Martin
does. He's to go out there and look good. He's supposed to look good. He can wrestle. He can go.
Not his time.
It's just not his time. And no, but hold on. And with him, you're right with that. So that may be wrong in his case. Okay? But guys like what's my man? Norman Smiley. Okay? That's what Enhancement Talent is. What R-Truth does today in the WWE is exactly that. When he goes out, if he was to wrestle Roman Reigns, you know he's not winning. That's what Enhancement Talent means. The guy who's not.
I bet he gets paid very handsomely.
Very handsome. It's no disrespect. There's no disrespect. Here he is again. I like that he's listening to the show. Those who think being Enhancement Talent is a bad thing, no disrespect. Because it's not. It's somebody has to do it. Somebody has to be the bat boy. Listen, I always say this, and to me, it's no disrespect. But guess what? I played high school ball in Chicago in the South Side. I was like eighth man off the bench. And I don't give a fuck. I was balling, though. You know what I'm saying? I bet you in my heyday, you would need help. And I was never afraid of Michael Jordan. Never lost. Never lost. Okay? Our former spirit animal. Okay? Up in this joint. All right? So there's nothing wrong with that, people. I'm just saying, like, they have a job to do. And it's to get the guy who's just that much, you know, the company sees something in more. To get them over. I love Dolph Ziggler with all my fucking heart. But he will never win the big one again if it does to some old Ric Flair down the line. Oh, shit, you know, kind of. But his passes, he's now become Enhancement Talent. That guy that can go win a match, maybe get a title, but it's never going to be the guy in the company.
I will say that overall, looking at his accomplishments and championships, throughout
Iron
his career.
Mike Sharp was my guy. SD Jones. Come on. Barry Horowitz. You know, that's my favorite.
It's a really impressive resume. But going to the WWE side of things, he's been a US champion two times. He's been a two-time hardcore champion. He's been a 53-time 24/7 champion.
Yeah.
And we throw that shit out the window. But yeah. He's been a tag team champion one time with Kofi Kingston. He's been a Bragging Rights Trophy winner. He's been a Mixed Match Challenge winner with Carmella, and he's been a Slammy Award winner.
I just think the term. Two times. I just think wrestling fans hear that and think it's a. I'm not saying he's a bum. No, in any way. I just said he will be. If he don't, I know I will. And I'm talking about somewhere in the 5 to 6 to 7 mark draft.
Everybody can't be on a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be on a Mount Rushmore. It's no shame in being top 10 and not top 4. It's no shame. It's no shame in being top 50 and not the top 100.
What's the pick from last week? I know you had the pitch aside, but I think somewhere in like 5 or 6, we were like, well, that's a top 10 pick in the else's book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. Let's move on from that. So what we did get last week on SmackDown is a little bit of what people are mad about. We got Vince come out there putting his dick on the table, letting people know I'm still here. It's my show. I ain't going nowhere. We got the Tribal Chief defeating as the Bloodline continue to be the Bloodline as we're on day, 652 or some shit like that? Somewhere like that, with this man not losing? Okay?
It's deep.
But we got the return of, as he was saying, you know, before this guy came out, yo, Wise Man.
Wise Man.
Why, did, Listen, it would have been way better to bring out Bray Wyatt.
Smashed them all.
It could have been Bray Wyatt, right? But that leads to us all thinking these rumors are true when he's coming back and all the other stuff, right? Although there's other rumors that tell you that Bray Wyatt's not coming, right? Hence why death to dirt sheets. Hashtag.
But the thing that you want to always remember, and this is a publicly traded company in which their biggest pay-per-view of the summer, SummerSlam. It's one of their top fours, right? Fours.
Come on.
This man is a prize fighter. He's a prize fighter.
He just lost at WrestleMania. Why does he get another title shot? I know why. Because he's going to sell out the fucking arena. Now, let me just say that. With all that being said, I got two things to say. One's this brother right over to my left. Okay.
He tells me
that wrestling don't matter about numbers, but guess what you're saying right now? But you don't matter.
I'm talking about drafts. We're talking about impacting somebody.
But you do understand the importance of the business.
Yes, I understand.
I know you do. Just want to get that part. It was a double entendre or whatever.
When we do drafts, I'm not looking at it unless we're talking about building a company. I'm just talking about my favorites. However, this is a business decision.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley, as big as he is, as good as he is not bringing in more money versus Roman Reigns. Why? Because he doesn't have history. Drew McIntyre is not bringing in money with Roman Reigns. Why? Because he doesn't have history. However, if you were to insert all three of them with a fatal four-way,
yeah,
it could sell the fucking arena out.
Yeah.
And then you can get your remaining pieces spawn off of that in different aspects. The only interaction that Bobby and Roman had together was with Brock Lesnar at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Drew McIntyre, he's never really mixed it up with Roman, this Roman. So they don't really
have history. See, Jason, come on. You're going to make today's show about the dirt sheets, right? Why are we here? It doesn't matter.
Listen, UFC is not going to have John Jones on a Friday night on a Friday night program.
But my thing is that Roman's not a part timer. He just wrestles like a part timer, but he's on every goddamn show almost, right?
Like,
and when you're that over, you don't have to
You don't have to.
Like executive consultant, I know he's backstage. When he comes on, he does Roman better than anybody I ever know do Roman, right? he does really good Roman.
I gotta hear this. I'm the king of impersonation.
Sometimes I give credit where credit goes, right? And he does a good Roman, right? All his mannerisms, his movements in the ring, and how he talks, right? And I've been there. I've seen this man make 30, 40,000 people move with one flinch of his hand. So how do you throw ones up and people stop? Right? Those things change the difference. But Brock Lesnar being back, I just say this first and foremost, right? I don't like it. I wish it could have been somebody else. Shit, it could have been Cesaro for all I give a shit. Does that mean Cesaro's going to win? No, but he's with somebody different, right? Could have given the return to Bray Wyatt. I'd really have accepted that as well. But I also know one thing, like you just said, it's coming down to SummerSlam, and this man on the screen right there, your tribal chief, whether you acknowledge him as their true tribal chief or not, I've always thought the gimmick was funny from day one. You know that, Dice. You and I said the same thing.
We loved it.
As soon as he said tribal chief, I said, oh, it's going to be him and Rock. Instantly, I laughed. That was the first thing that came out of my mouth, right? That I said, oh, because we know who the real tribal chief is.
Okay? Guess my tribal chief. Yes, you got a tribal chief. My tribal chief.
But with this man and this man, I hate to say it, I know for a fact I could buy a t-shirt cheaper at home, and my dumb ass still bought one at the stadium.
Okay? Listen, the same thing that we talk about before where fans are complaining is the same thing over and over. How many times did you get Rock versus Austin?
Oh, you know my favorite.
How many times did you get Sting versus Flair?
No, Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat.
Steamboat.
I've never seen no matches in my life more than them two. Okay, so every time somebody tells me we got Cena and Orton,
Undertaker and Kane,
how many times? And sometimes they're entertaining, sometimes they're not, right? But again, at the end of the day, until you get me what I don't know. Again, I'm not here for it, but I'm still gonna watch it, and I think they're gonna still deliver. So let's just put that where it is. But we do see that Riddle, which we knew would lose, pretty good match. by the way, with Riddle. So with that being said, we talked about Dynamite for a little bit. I know somebody saw the comment earlier, but Brian Danielson may not be healthy enough and pulled for Forbidden Door. Not really much to talk about in their window as much this week. So I want to take a commercial break, come back, talk about Slammiversary. Because I think I want to start giving every promotion their just due. Okay.
And real quick before we get a break, in case you guys missed it last week, the results of our draft of our top heel personas. Here you go.
Y'all know
this
who
is
won.
Our heels personas. This is not up. But this is not anyway. This is what we had, the monikers, and which mine were very specific, in which I had to let that know, because when Vaughn tweets it out, he doesn't tweet the specifics. He just tweeted the person, and I get flack on it all the time. They're like, why would you put this person? I'm like, hold up. You don't know the context. So I had to put it in there.
It's a lot of context. So we're going to make
it's
it
a lot,
easier.
We're going to make it easier
by putting the pictures together. Then we'll send that to Vaughn beforehand. So that way he'd know what to tweet out and help us out with. So it's all about teamwork, make the gene work. Because at the end of the day,
I'm black, y'all.
And we're going to play that all god darn day. So, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Coming up next, this week in wrestling history, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hey,
nobody is on my level. No one. Everything I touch turns to gold.
Wrestler of all the times. This is the same disrespect that you've shown to legends like Trish Stratus and Lita. And when you sit up there and you talk your soliloquy about Charlotte Flair being the greatest women's wrestler of all the times. This is that type of bullshit soliloquy that ends up making me the alpha to your omega, because I got the karate-sized you.
No.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hello, everyone. This is King Von Jr., host of the Victorious Ones podcast, and also social media producer for Perplex Talk Radio. And I'm here to present to you This Week in Wrestling History. Of course, happy Juneteenth weekend, everybody. And of course, on This Week in History, Week in Wrestling History. On this week in wrestling history, 1994, June 19th was the King of the Ring when Owen Hart, when Owen Hart defeated the 1-2-3 Kid in the finals to become the second official King of the Ring. And of course, not only that night, also Diesel defeated Bret Hart by disqualification, to retain the WWF Championship, as well. And on June 19th, 2005 was TNA Slammiversary, and of course in the main event, that was when Raven defeated AJ Styles, Abyss, Monty Brown, and Sean Waltman, aka X-Pac, in the King of the Mountain match to win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship that night as well. And so of course, when it comes to birthdays, today I want to give happy 65th birthday to Coco Beware. And so, of course, in that regard, also another one on June 19th, 2011 was WWE Capital Punishment. And of course, in that one, John Cena defeated R-Truth to retain the WWE Championship. And that was the main point of that event. And so that's your weekend wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Previously on Perfect Plex,
last week's show, we had no interest in this match.
No, we didn't.
We had no interest in this match, and I feel so bad because I'm not a Serena fan, but I know that she can go. I'm a fan of Thunder Rosa. Please just lock the doors.
Good shit. JR be just making up shit and lying.
That he do be said, fucking lying.
He be lying. He said, yo, this is the greatest match. This is the greatest pay-per-view I've ever called.
You lying.
You called Rock and Austin. 17.
Taker double or nothing. HBK Hell in a Cell.
Hold on. I'm doing one of your numbers. Fuck that. I got to stand up. Are you serious, JR? Are you serious, bro? Ass, JR, stop the bullshit.
This ain't peanut butter and jelly.
Like, be happy. You want to.
You
can't satisfy black wrestling fans. You can't.
You can't satisfy no fans.
Literally, look what the comment was.
No fans.
We had, what, 6 or 7 African-Americans on AEW last night.
They're all within the same kind of scenarios, though, Dice. That's the point. The point is, where is the individual standout talent of their black? They're always outside of Jay Cardell.
Well, that's supposed to be established beforehand. Okay, then. So we're not doing that then. And I will take Kenny Omega.
Okay. The fact that you will take Kenny Omega first star AEW tells me right there your draft's already going to suck. Because Kenny Omega's ass.
When I hear those names back to back, I'm like, that's what I was just saying. Like, wait, what? All right, so what did I have again?
Ruby Soho. Ruby Soho.
And we are back, and I have a message for everybody.
White power for white people. Black power for black people. 1967. The Black Panther Party. The movement.
Freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stay.
All right, that's enough. I'll get kicked off the air. Listen, guys, welcome back to Hump Popper Review, Perfect Flex Talk Radio, guys. And we have talked the week in wrestling. And real fast, we're going to go through Dynamite so we can draft our favorite black wrestlers of all time so I can win it.
Slammiversary.
That's what somebody, what did I say?
Dynamite. What did
I say? I said Dynamite. Damn it. You know what I mean.
Well, if I could be serious for a minute, there was only 4 matches, and that's what we're going to review. There was only 4 matches that were worth anything. There were some really nice things about Impact that happened. I missed the first hour and a half, so I had to go back and watch it today. But things that stood out to me in this, and I've been a TNA guy since it was coming on the low-budget Fox Sports, when it was like they gave him a half an hour slot at 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
when I came across, I'm like, what is this? And I loved it. And I've been a TNA fan ever since. I'm not too keen on the product now, but watching Slammiversary last night, it was literally like watching a passing of the torch from a generation to the next generation, right? And it wasn't a subtle WWE next generation to Attitude Era passing. It was more like all right, we acknowledge what we did. Now this is what we have to offer going forward. So I think that them having AJ Styles, which was pretty cool because they had him do a video in, even though he's on the WWE roster. And if a lot of people, if you're not aware, Ken Shamrock got inducted into TNA's Hall of Fame. And The Rock was the person to induct him via video. So he appeared on there. So I think this is the second time that this has ever happened, in which I don't think a lot of people are online are calling it a trade-off for the Mickey James thing. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Mickey James got paid handsomely. I think this is just a favor for them giving AJ Styles
or beautifully the since nod. She's a female, right? Let's say we don't, you know.
Well, one, it was to make up for the trash bag incident. Okay. And two, and two for AJ Styles, it's just the, him paying homage to his starting rounds because he was on WWE. He was right. he played, he did Velocity.
What match are we going to talk about?
Don't rush me. Okay. He did Velocity, and you know, then he went to TNA, and he became one of the best wrestlers in the world. So I think WWE did him a solid, and I think that was pretty. I thought that was pretty cool of them. So I want to start with this match, The Influence versus Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie. Again, nobody's checking for Taya. I don't understand how she has so many fans, but nobody's checking for her old ass.
Is somebody checking for Emma?
Tennille Dashwood is top three in that company as far as women go. Okay. It's her. It's her.
Put that up. I didn't say. Okay.
It's her. It's Deanna and it's Thick Mama Punk. Those are the best three that they have to offer. Tasha Steele is on the heels though. Okay. Ooh, look at me. I hear rhyming. Didn't even try. This match was really good. I think this is leading back into Tennille Dashwood going back into singles competition. I think that the influence was only created because of the inspiration who we learned like 2 months ago. They are retiring from professional wrestling to pursue acting. So they were only there to mirror them and kind of give that rivalry. Now that they're gone, it makes sense for them to drop the belts. So I can't say that it's well-deserved between Rosemary and Taya, but right.
That's who
it
got
was
them.
A good match. It was a good match for them. The tag team division for the Knockouts, it's not very deep, so I'll expect them to hold it for at least 3 months. Okay. But that match wasn't anything to go crazy about.
What we got next?
Next, we have one of the best matches between two of the best tag teams. They're mm-hmm. definitely top 5-6 in the world. The hometown guys, my guys, them boys, the Briscoes versus the Good Brothers.
Well, who's top five? You're not talking about the Good Brothers, right?
Top five or six. I think they would be six. I think they would
Six. I would think they would be somewhere.
Judging by their work in the past, I'm gonna say 14 months, they're up there.
I'm gonna lend that to be your opinion.
That's fine. But how much of the Good Brothers?
Uncle Vin got that much time to talk about it. That's why. Just gonna let it rush. Have your moment.
Don't rush me.
I'm not rushing you. I'm not gonna debate your opinion about where you put the Good Brothers. That's all I said.
How many Good Brother matches have you watched in the past year?
Every time they have a pay per view.
Every time? So you saw the last one?
Yeah. If I don't watch them, then I watch them some period. I've watched them. It's not that being good in the ring doesn't make you a great tag team. Unfortunately,
what do you mean?
Unfortunately, just being good in the ring does not make you a great tag team. The Street Profits are not the greatest in the ring. They're better than the fucking Good Brothers in every other aspect. That's what I'm saying.
I know you, Vaughn, tweet that. I know you did not just put the Street Profits over the Oh, I'm about to hyperventilate over here.
Anybody in the chat that puts the Good Brothers over the Street Profits, please tell me wrong.
You mean the one-time champions are over the Good Brothers?
It's not even close.
Boy, stop. Anyway.
You forget what generates wrestling buzz.
We're gonna judge the Street Profits off some t-shirts now, huh? That's how good they are that they can sell some merchandise. That's what we're gonna judge it off of right now.
When the music hits, do people pop for them versus the music popping for the Good Brothers? No one cares. You talk about women. You mentioned the women earlier about even Valkyrie. You said her age and no one's checking for them. No one's checking for the Good Brothers.
They will check for Mickey James before they'll check for Taya. I guarantee you that.
Okay, come on.
I guarantee you that.
I got you.
But anyway, if we're talking about t-shirt sales,
I'm not.
Street Profits are up and they got the smoke. Okay. But anyway,
here we go.
This match was really good. I'm a little sad because I thought that after the Good Brothers invaded Laurel, Delaware, which that's crazy because they were literally like 10, 15 minutes away from me and nobody spotted them in Delaware. That was wild. I thought the Briscoes were going to win this just by them being invaded. right? Usually when somebody invades your personal space,
it's a wrap.
Usually they get retribution,
right?
I.e., Randy Orton going into Triple H's house,
right?
Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
take over for a second. I can take a phone call.
Yep. Anyway, so this match, if anybody got to see it, was really, really good. One of the best tag matches I've seen this year. A lot of storytelling in it. If anybody knows the storyline between these two, literally competing for the best to be the best, not just in Impact, but in Ring of Honor and New Japan, like these are the two tag teams. So for them to get that, to have that moment, it was really cool. But even on the back end, we got America's Most Wanted came to the ring. America's Most Wanted, Wildcat Chris Harris, and Cowboy James Storm, in which James Storm looks like he's jacked. He's like 45, and he's jacked up. He looks like Elias if he ate like three more Eliases. Like, he's jacked up. They came to the ring. They came to the ring with a six-pack of beer, and he said they know two things. They know about fighting, and they know about drinking.
Gotcha.
And they all shared a beer in the ring. It was paying homage to the past, the present, and the future of that division. I thought it was pretty cool. It was a good nostalgic moment for fans that have been fans of TNA for since day one, and right. AMW, because we haven't seen them on screen in a really long time. And Chris Harris looks like he's been eating a lot of Twinkies. This match, pretty much the future versus the past. It was Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, yeah. Vince and Impact PCO versus...
This match was great to me. I'm sorry.
It was really good. Davey Richards, I didn't think that he should have been the guy that was going to be the fifth guy, but that they added another nostalgic factor in which they bought Dixie Carter out, which was pretty cool. The match was very... It was really good. I just thought they could have got some better original names in there, but it wasn't TNA originals. It was Impact originals, so the timeline between TNA and then Impact 20 is three different timelines. So the match was good. The match was good. And then match of the night.
I thought Riddle versus Roman was pretty good. This was match of the week to me.
it was everything for me. It was match of the week for sure. I love all of those women in the ring. You know how I feel about Deanna and Thick Mama Pump.
I love Deanna, and I love Miss Steeles.
Yeah, Tasha Steeles, she's definitely growing on me now. And she has a look. She has a look. She has the attitude, and she's really young. So she's definitely got – she showed promise. And I think, honestly, it's one of my favorite gimmick matches, King of the Mountain.
King of the Mountain itself is a great – yeah, I've always loved the King of the Mountain concept.
Yeah, so I thought that – that the bump that they took when Mia Yim pushed Deanna and Chelsea off of the ladder through double tables was crazy.
Yeah, was nuts.
We don't see too many women taking that type of that type of bump, but for me, that was match of the night. But a very, very close second has to go to Josh Alexander and Eric Young in the main event. Did you take that off? I just put that
No, but it was the same picture. That's why I took it off.
Was it?
Yeah, okay, because I couldn't. The Queen of Mountain, and I thought somehow I made it, but it was the same picture. You talking about this?
There we go.
Okay, yeah.
So I think Josh Alexander is the guy in Impact. He's definitely got everything. He's got the wrestling skills. He's got the mic ability.
He is destined for AEW fame. He is destined for AEW.
He is. He is. He could. I don't think that he could do it in WWE.
But AEW, absolutely. He could be a top guy.
He's a wrestler's wrestler. Absolutely. He's a wrestling fan's wrestler, right? There's nothing about him that anybody who's a wrestling fan would say, I don't like him.
He's got everything. Right.
He's carrying that company. He's been carrying that company for a good 3-4 years. He's had some pretty good rivalries. But the thing with Eric Young is top notch. And Eric Young is a guy who's been there since the beginning, the Team Canada days, the scared of the pyro. He can play anything that you need him to play. It hurts me that they couldn't get Sanity over, because I thought Sanity, what Violent by Design is now, is sort of how he wanted Sanity to be in WWE. And I thought it was great. The match with him ripping up the tarp from the ring, showing the moving the cushion so you can see the exposed ring. That was dope. And Josh Alexander ended up pulling it out because he had already lost before with that. So I thought it was really good. I enjoyed myself watching this pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
It really did make me relook at trying to keep up more with Impact Wrestling because I feel like now that was their show.
I just try to catch it on Twitch the best I can, which where it
well, that's
anyway.
The throwbacks. That's the throwbacks. So,
right.
But this is really good. This was a really good pay-per-view. It did what it was supposed to do as far as when people have their highest or most marquee pay-per-view. Yeah. It does exactly what it's supposed to do, and it bought
and
more
it did
eyes.
That.
I can say that it brought me back to wanting to be more interested in that. I'm honestly more interested in what happens with the women's division because I think the women's division is just carrying.
Well, I've said for
right
a while
now.
I think it's better than I personally think it's the best women's division in wrestling. I think Impact has the best.
I would agree
as far as a even playing field. I feel no one's dominant over the other one. And can intertwine each other and give me a more competitive edge to watching it. Because when you watch these other programs, AEW and WWE, you know, to be the ones we're talking about the most here, I know who's going to win matches. I think it's always funny when my kids go, Dad, who's going to win? You know, Dad's always right. I'm like, no, I'm not. It's just,
it's very seldom that stuff surprises us at this point. Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to take our last break and then come back. Our favorite wrestlers, black wrestlers of all time. Make sure you guys go right now to Unpopular View Entertainment. We did our top 10 sitcoms. It was such a big show, we couldn't do five. Okay. We had to
add show. I watched today at work.
More. Okay. Just so you know, my top 10, and this is it's our favorites. We know what's all time versus what's not all time. I had Fresh Prince of Bel Air, Modern Family, Sex in the City. I mean, Sex
that
and
classifies
the City.
A sitcom.
Yeah, we looked it up because, and I think off the screen for a second, sitcoms have changed what they were in the beginning to what they are now.
Well, yeah, because Blackish is considered a sitcom.
Yep, and even in those cable
Modern
TVs,
Family, yeah.
Modern Family, right. Yeah. Things change what it means. But basically what a sitcom, actually, the definition is a 30-minute show that progresses following a timeline. So as long as it follows something, you went in and out of focus for a second doing that part. But Sex in the City, Friends, I Had a Tie with New Girl and Married with Children, Martin, Blackish, Cosby Show, Cheers. And, of course, anyone who knows me knows my favorite show of all time is Entourage. So with that being said, go look at that list. See what others we have coming up. But coming up, we're not even going to take a break. We're just going to keep it right here. There it is. You're going to hear our voices, our beautiful bean footage voices. Hopefully, Dax is putting some pictures up while I delete these other pictures in here. So we're going to have our favorite African-American black wrestlers list. I know we do this every year, and guess what, guys? It's going to come around every year again next year. It might change by next year. But for this year, you're going to know one thing about us, and one thing is true.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.
Biggity, 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 black. And another thing, because I ain't forgot about it.
Let us run in our own direction.
Hold on. This is my favorite part. Here you go. If you ain't playing with freedom, y'all come talk to me, okay? I will bang that song all god. Dice better hope the song get out of my system before I get on that spot because he's going to be muting my ass all night, okay? Because I might be playing freedom for about an hour, okay? But last week, I went first. So this week, you go first. We did do the rock, paper, scissors. I think we do the rock, paper, scissors every week. Only makes it fair.
No, so because yeah, you already relinquished.
Rock,
you already
scissors.
Relinquished.
No, listen, I
you
can
literally
renege.
Already relinquished. What are you talking about?
Renege's done. Get your fingers ready. We go rock, paper, scissors, then we shoot. We go rock, paper, scissors, then we shoot. Okay?
All right.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Same thing.
What is that?
Right. We both
what is that? What do you have?
We both okay. have scissors. I swear to God. I'm not a cheater. Come on, I lose. All right? But let me put my hands. Shit, there you go. All right, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Both got a fist. Damn it. All right, get it, go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! I got you. Paper covers rock. All right. So with that being said, since we said rock, with the first pick in the pro black draft, I choose the most electrifying man! The true tribal chief, Dwayne Rock Johnson. And if anybody
that sometimes I subscribe to because I'm a walking contradiction. He is half black. He is half Samoan. So, yes, I'm taking Dwayne Rock Johnson because he's after his father, and I watch Little Rock every week. Give me Rocky. Give me Dewey with my first pick. Write that down, Vaughn, please. Please write them down for me, Vaughn. Put them back. In fact, if you just put them backstage and we say them, it'd be a lot easier. Just put them backstage as and we say them, it'd be a lot easier. So, as expected. Not, duh. But guess what? I want to win, so I can get the most electrifying one. Go ahead. What you got?
I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
Listen, hey, guess what, Dice? Of any list we're going to pick, this is probably the first one I'd be like, all right, well, second one. It's even. So go ahead. What you got?
Not worried. I'm going to go with the guy who's arguably the Rock of WCW.
I knew he was going to do that.
Booker T, can you dig it, sucker? Those were the only two picks that had to be one and two. It was inevitable. I don't think that there's any other wrestlers that are topping these two guys. Their accomplishments, their impact, I don't think there's any two guys that could throw either one of those one or two picks off. I have to go with them.
First of all, the man is shining like only black men can do. Look at that. He got the gold on both arms, got the gold watch, the gold bracelet, the gold ring. You know what I'm saying? The gold earring, the hoop at that, the gold dookie rope. You know what I'm saying? Give me some more pictures up in that joint. All right. With my second pick in this draft, I personally would disagree with what you said with your number one, just out of respect. Because I thought if you're going to mention someone being next to him in accomplishments, I'm going to take what a lot of black wrestling fans say and what even I say. The first 100% black WWE champion, baby! And take Mr. Kofi Kingston. What happened to his accent? That's who I'm taking right there. Yes, he is still part black before you say something. Yes, go ahead. What you got in this one, Dice?
That was very cute. As expected again. I'm gonna go with a guy who overall career.
What did I tell you? The Rock is not Samoan. The Rock is half black and half Samoan. And if you know anything about colors, you put a little bit of black paint into white paint. Is it white paint anymore?
That's all right. So I'm gonna go with a guy who had a much better run than Kofi at champion. Nobody in here looks like you, Bobby. Show him the pose. That man's accomplishments and that man's career is crazy.
I got to put my own pictures up here. That's crazy. I got to put my own pictures.
I'm going with Bobby Lashley.
That's fine. I actually can give me some pictures. I still can get
I'm trying
pictures.
To, but you talking. I'm trying to get my people and your people. So you got to go when I go. That's the only reason. That's the only way I can do it.
All right. So what we're going to do is that after I say my pick, while you're doing it, you say your pick, and then you put the picture up there. How that sound? All right. So, but Vaughn can write them down. So my number three, all right. Okay. I don't think there's a I'm just going to be honest with you. And shout out to Derek Mitchell, who said, well, are you guys going to have some other guys that, you know, belong in there, right? Or not, you know, that are not like your typical top of all time. And I said, well, yeah. Actually, I didn't say it because it was on my live and I was reading it on there. I was like, yeah, right? So hopefully, right, I've been accused of making – listen, my dad got me into wrestling at a very young age. So I'm going to go with the natural Butch Reed at number three on my list. I'm sorry. The things that him did with Doom – with him and Ron Simmons, just the things that he just did. Butch Reed is just all in all, to me, looking at before Bobby Lashley, before, you know, in that era of, you know, Rocky Johnson's and them and what he did in the Mid-South territory and down in Memphis and things like that. Butch Reed, the natural, I mean, he did it all in my opinion and doesn't get nowhere near the credit he deserves. Number three for me, the natural Butch Reed.
I didn't expect that. I expected some old motherfucker, but I didn't expect that. So, so I'm going to go with an old motherfucker. Okay. And I'm going to go.
See, I go.
We are the nation of domination. Come on, okay, man. Okay.
I'm going to take the first time ever. Go ahead. Talk about your guy.
How did you pass up on this guy? I don't understand. He's right up your alley. He's super pro black.
Okay.
First black champion.
Okay. First black.
One half of APA. Leader of the Nation before.
And he was also a member of the tag team partner in which I just drafted and Doom.
That's true.
Okay, with him.
That was waiting for my time.
And no, actually, it wasn't.
Wait before I see that shit on TV.
It wasn't that far ahead of your time. And this may not be a DNG. And it's okay. And I'm going to take them. And this is where I throw the first time ever in one of these drafts, which I thought, how we gotten this long and nobody's done it. You said you drafted who?
Farouk.
Well, I'm going to draft Ron Simmons.
Kiss my
ass. Are you kidding me? We're doing monikers? Are you kidding me? We're going to put that shit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Because I thought you would say Ron Simmons. You said Farouk. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's not known as Farouk. He's that's the same person. I'm going to leave it up to Derek. If Derek is still watching, I think he is. Derek, tell me, can I get a fair something here, right? Vaughn's left the pits on the Vaughn's here, and Vaughn always kind of takes my side a little bit. Not be fair, he kind of does. So I'm going to let Vaughn get in this one. Executive Consultant, matter of fact, he's always fair. Executive Consultant, you backstage as well. Can I get that? He said in his pick, he was picking Farouk. I want to pick Ron Simmons. Can that count? Comment below. Let me know. There he is.
Right here.
Can that count?
No, it can't. It's the same person.
Hold off my screen. All right. With that being said, I think it's the same damn person, and I think I'm being robbed here, just for the record. Okay? I should be to pick Ron Simmons, but that's okay. I will take...
Hold on. Let me play devil's advocate real quick. He picked Booker T. So would you be allowed to pick King Booker?
If you wanted to, I would think. Again, I've said this and I was being fair. Mm. No one's ever pulled it out of the hat, but technically it's a different persona, which counts. We picked Hill personas last week, right? So I would think persona should always be an account. I'm just saying, and I may not like it later, but in this case, I thought it was going to come out eventually and I was going to use it.
I see what you're saying, but if you're going to give the man the respect, you need to give him respect for all his accolades and the entire package. So the multi-time tag team champion, former world champion.
Yeah.
That's me.
But you say no. As an executive consultant,
I would say no. I would say no.
All right. Okay. With that being said, we talked about her in this program at my number three.
Fuck.
All right. We talked about her. Is she not going to stay here? I'm going to go with Sasha Banks. Fuck. I'm going to take the balls because she may not be my goat, but she's goatish, right? Which means I'm not right about Charlotte Flair being the greatest women wrestler of all time. That's just my opinion. Okay. So with my number three pick, and that is number three, right, Vaughn? Backstage, my number three. Okay. I take Sasha Banks. Who you got at number three? And those pictures, Adam, tell you how the pictures don't come up, PNG. You see what I mean now? Because it is that.
I was going to pick her after I picked, but I definitely thought that you were going to go with a guy like Mark Henry, world's strongest man.
I thought about it.
The Hall of Pain.
Mm-hmm. I just don't put him over Sasha Banks.
No, I don't, but I thought in my mind, I was going deeper in the draft until I got to the women's, but I still have two other women's in mind. And I'm pretty sure one of them you don't have in mind, so I'm betting on that. But I'm going with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, to be in that company since 1997 and finally getting his shot at the ECW championship, what, like 10, 11 years later, and then to becoming the world heavyweight champion. Something has to be said for his career. He took a comedic approach at some point.
He does get paid on Friday to do one thing and one thing only.
It's time for the main event. So
that's all he gets paid to do. Okay. All right. Yep. So you take Mark Henry with your third pick. But my fourth pick, I'm going to take the gold standard, Shelton Benjamin. Again, this is our favorite list, right? It's not always the best list. I'm going to take Shelton Benjamin in here. And this is where I put him at this. I think he fits here, right? Because I think he's the product of bad timing in wrestling. You give me Shelton Benjamin, then the gold standard that we got 10 years ago today with this crowd, he's world champion. And if he's world champion about a question being said to his name, Shelton Benjamin, he lacks one thing and one thing only, and that's a certain energy of charisma. He has charisma, just the energy that he doesn't kind of possess with it. It's a little flat, but that's why I love the gold standard version of Shelton Benjamin. My number, is that four gone or five? That's five, so I thought. Number five, Shelton Benjamin. What you got, number five there?
I respect that. And that's crazy because somebody that we talked about earlier today, tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet that's why I know.
And
it
I'm
is.
Going with
yeah, of course it is.
What, well, Ron Killens.
What did I say? I say in no, I say he will be in our list. I said without the back, he will be on our list.
Yeah, absolutely. What he was able to do, transferring from K Quick to Ron the Truth Killings, mm-hmm. and he was a viable opponent for Jeff Jarrett for that title for many years, mm-hmm. and he actually got it, and he's the only one that got it outside before there was a Kenny King or a Bobby Lashley. So if my memory serves me correct, they are the only three black champions, world champions in TNA / Impact. I don't think that MVP got it. He was close, mm-hmm. but he didn't get it. So, yeah, definitely Ron Killens is, what, number five? That's where we're
going? Number five. Yes, sir.
All right.
My number six, the first black king in professional wrestling, Ernie Ladd.
I knew it.
If you know nothing about Ernie Ladd, then you just should go back to yourself and learn your history, as this is Juneteenth celebration weekend, and you need to understand one thing, and one thing's for sure. Because I'm black and I'm taking King Ernie Ladd. What you got with your number again? For those who know, if you look up Ernie Ladd, enough said. All right, my number six, King Ernie Ladd. What you got? I got people putting stuff in the chats for us.
I didn't do that.
See, I'm trying not to look at the chat until we're done, honestly, because I don't want to see stuff that's in there right now. So please comment below. I'll bring them up when we're done drafting. But it's cheating. Keep your name to yourself till we're done, guys. It's cheating.
I see a moose in the chat, right? Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Top list?
Exactly. I see a moose in the chat. However, my next pick made it cool in the mid to late 2000s.
Okay. I'm curious.
He was great. He was great at his time for what he was doing.
Oh, MVP. Okay.
And arguably one of the best talkers, not named The Rock, on the microphone that was black. And he still is showing you.
Yo, you got some people went to prison on your list.
Oh, man, because he went to prison?
No. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, yo. But
yeah, MVP definitely makes my list of favorites. Got to definitely pay homage for what he did in WWE coming in. He was annoying. He was flashy. He had the ball in. And he had people doing that in the crowd just as much as they do the fucking Cena shit when he jumps off the road.
Number seven for me may take a lot of flack from wrestling fans. Again, I am older. You see that I have natural butchery. Okay. You've seen I'm with Ernie Ladd. I'm going to go a little bit further back again. And I'm going to say in the height of the 80s, there was no bigger black star in the WWE than Coco Beware. Him and Frankie stole the show. Okay, the crowd went crazy doing the bird. You had what's my man them dog from Morris Day and the Times came out with him a couple times doing the dance. Like Coco Beware was extremely over, and so at my number seven pick, where I think he fits perfectly in the realm of 14th overall pick, looking at it that way. Okay, I'm taking Coco Beware at my number seven. What you got at number seven, sir?
It's
easy for me. I'm a little older.
I'm not saying I was surprised.
Okay. I didn't think you would be
again,
surprised.
It wasn't surprising, but again, mm-hmm. these are your favorites. So
right.
I'm going to go with my favorite. And right. to the end of the day, I'm willing to die off of this cliff. And I'm going with the black boot. I love this man. Four upside your head. I think that Pope had everything going for him.
From Big Bear, California.
Wrong place, wrong time. He came in with the new ECW, the new breed. I loved everything about his moniker. And it just hurts me. It hurts me that he didn't have a longer career in WWE. But he made a really good one in TNA. And he's still doing his thing on NWA Power. So he's still getting a lot of eyes on him. And he does awesome commentary. So that's my, what, number seven? Number seven.
For me, I'm just looking for the picture. If I can't get it, it's not. Some of the pictures are so old, you can't even get a PNG. Right? So I'll just get a picture of my guy right here real fast. And for number me, at number eight, okay, going back a little bit, I get accused all the time of making this guy, my wrestler guy, say he looks like this guy. And if you've played WWE 2K.
Bad news, Brown. I ain't doing it.
my creator's super wrestler looks just like him every year, yo. Please, 2K, add the face recognition like you do for 2K basketball. Please, so I can get myself in the game. Not that crap online. I got to match my face up and move the eyes over and all that nonsense. That, listen, I'm not an artist, and I'm still sensitive about my shit. I want my face to look like in the game. But for me, Bad News Brown was that guy also. He's appeared in WrestleManias. He's appeared in Royal Rumbles and things like that. Bad News Brown, coming up as a kid, and you know, this was one of the guys that I looked to. Again, talk about Hills last week and personas. And I didn't choose him in there, but I think it would have been an honorable mention to have him there, in my opinion. Bad News Brown was a badass heel. So that's my number eight, right, Vaughn? My number eight is Bad News Brown. What you got, number eight?
Wow. That's really crazy. I knew that was coming on your list.
I mean, just like
I knew it was coming on your list, which is fine. Because I'm going to go with another guy that was brown. Monty Brown!
The Pounce!
If you guys don't know about Monty Brown, if we're going to talk about Ron Killens, we cannot talk about Ron Killens without talking about Monty Brown, who should have had the strap on him. He would have had the strap on over.
Him. He would have been super over.
He was so over in TNA.
Talk about why he left. Talk about real fast
he
left.
He was more over than Ron Killens in TNA. Way more over. He had, I think, four chances at Jeff Jarrett, but Jeff Jarrett kept smacking him with that damn guitar. However, he was part of, again, the New Breed in ECW. First of all, they renamed this man Marcus Corvon.
Still worked.
And it still worked. The name was stupid, but after a while, it kind of rolled really nice. Like,
not still not dumber than Dolph Ziggler.
The Pounce, still nobody can do a Pounce better than this man.
And they all try. They all try.
Somebody tried it on Dynamite. Or,
yeah, other day. Yeah,
Dynamite again, last week.
I don't knock his pick. Again, me knowing you, knowing your love for TNA, we're talking about TNA, I kind of thought your mom would kind of go there. I know you love the Pope and them guys, too. I love Pope, but I wouldn't put him on my list. But you know who I got on my list? You wouldn't probably put on your list?
I thought about it. I thought about it, but I just wanted to add this quick tidbit. I know we're running low on time. Those that don't know about Monty Brown, he left professional wrestling to care for his sister's kids when she got sick and died. And he always had the door to come back to WWE. And he never did. And the last that we saw of him, he did a video package for Lance Archer and his match against Jon Moxley. And then Lance Archer lost. So fuck you, Lance Archer, for losing after you got Monty Brown.
First of all, friend of program. Thank you.
We're talking about enhancement talent. He's definitely getting enhancement talent right now.
F the Booker. That's what I'm saying. F the Booker. But speaking about heroes, okay, I'm going to pick my friend of the program. Very good. Someone I know personally at my number eight. Vaughn, or number nine? Number nine, Chad Gaspar. Go ahead, Vaughn, what you say? What number?
I'll say you're number nine.
That's what I thought, number nine. So for me, Shad, what he could have done, what he could have been. Again, this isn't who we think's the best necessarily. This is our favorite list. And I'm taking my friend. I cannot keep off this list. And I got him at number nine, Shad the Beast Gaspar. If you don't
real
know about
quick, Jason Michael about Campbell, him, I'm gonna have to say big lies in the chat on this one because I love Monty Brown and I've watched and read.
He didn't click the road stuff. He was part of that's a half truth. There's always his side, her side, and the truth, right? And it's like the Bible, it's pretext and post-text, but in the middle matters. Okay, that's part of it, and that he quit to go take care of his family.
And number 10. Because I had to put a woman on here.
I was coming with that.
It was a very, very close.
I need to put a PNG of her. That's whack. Go ahead.
I didn't want a PNG. None of that. Bianca Belair. And this was very close for me. Honestly, only because I had Awesome Kong on my list. But to think about this, this is 10 people each of us. So this is a 20 list. And I
it can really go longer. Every
list that I looked at, she was in the top 20 already. So what she's been able to do and the potential that she has, you have to put her up there. But Awesome Kong for me is a honorable mention because she was just like no other. I wanted to put Nia Jax on there, but I didn't know if we consider her Samoan or we consider her black. I didn't want to take the chance, so I would put Awesome Kong on there.
I kind of stood away from that myself for that very reason.
Another honorable mention was Jackie, but she... Later on, she became too much of a jobber for me. Mm-hmm. Jazz as well. Again, another highly respected woman, but how much of the influence did she have? How many chips did she win? You know what I'm saying? Like, that played a part. But for me, as a favorite, she couldn't be in my... She's not my favorite, but I respect what she's done.
Well, hold on. Go ahead.
So Dice is actually your ninth pick.
Woo!
Mike already
picked. That was nine.
Yeah, this is nine.
You had her at nine. You got one left.
Yeah, you both got one more. What am I missing?
Yeah, I knew you had one because I went nine. If I go nine, you go nine. But my number 10, okay, and I will give some honorable mentions out as well. I'm going to pick Xavier Woods. Again, your favorite. I just think that if he doesn't need wrestling, he's a fucking professor. You know what I mean? He's his master's degree. This guy, single-handedly, for what it's worth, we talk about the elite and how the elite came together. This New Day thing was his idea. Okay, and I think a lot goes that we're talking about one of the greatest factions, the GOAT of factions, GOATish of factions in the New Day, GOAT of tag teams in the New Day, to come from Constant Kisses Creed, who I couldn't stand being this Apollo Creed wannabe with the Jerry. I hated the Jerry curl, jump up, hair would get wet. Oh, I hated it. And I saw the transition. It didn't stop from his wrestling ability, but the more and more I saw him, and once he came out with Francesca. It was over for me for that. But honorable mentions for me real fast would have to go to, like you said, you mentioned in females, Naomi. Alicia Fox, okay, belongs in this list. The Boogeyman belongs in this list. Shout out to Viscera, who belongs in this list. Shout out to Bobo
Brazil. I had the Boogeyman
on this list. Kamala, friend of the program, on this list. Junkyard Dog on this list. You're number 10. Who you got? Because I think those guys should make the list and they didn't. But that's my 10. Who's your final and final pick here, Dice?
My final pick in this draft, I have to go with a guy who was not – he wasn't looked at as taken seriously. They thought that all he can do was impressions. And the guy got past the impressions and – he was one of the best wrestlers in the world for a number of years, still highly respected in the industry. I have to go with Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal, Black Machismo, Lil Ric Flair, whatever you want to call him.
The greatest ever.
The guys,
he's one of the greatest promotions ever. One of the greatest
Swiss
of all time. Xavier Woods' Conscious Creed was pretty awesome. So I got back to the comments real fast, guys. Right when we got done, what does... Naya consider herself because Rocky says he is Samoan. That is not true. The Rock, you would show me, DC, right? And you know you my guy. And you're going to make me call you like live on air. The Rock has never, ever said he's just Samoan. He has a fucking show called Young Rock where he talks about his black father because he wants to give his father credit because the wrestling business doesn't give him his credit. So no, The Rock does not just call himself Samoan. He's black. Now, damn it. Wow. You're disappointing Jackie. What? Jackie Moore that way. No, Jackie did become that way. And I love Jackie. Okay. I would have put her on my list, but I would have put Jazz on the list. Don't disrespect Bianca Belair by putting her in the top 10. She belongs the top 10, huh? So
she's already been done more than any of those other women.
She is what you guys don't want to see. What's going to happen next week on the 27th of this month. She's the female John Cena. If you guys don't see it, it's blindly clear. Okay, her feats of over her horror, or you know, heroism, and her feats of strength, and the things she does, and how she comes back, and you know, When this woman comes out shaking her ass and bouncing, and it don't matter, your mamas and your sisters and your wives can tell your daughter to do it, there's something about that. All right? And I'm going to say this as well. And I remember executives closing backstage. We're at WrestleMania and people dress up, do the cosplay thing. The cutest thing to me was when I saw a little white girl dressed up as Bianca Belair. Okay? I thought it was the coolest thing. I said, she's becoming John Cena. Sorry to say sorry. Sorry, Mike. The most popular wrestlers in the 80s in WWE was JYD and WWE. I would disagree with you. I didn't say the most popular. I said one of the most popular wrestlers in the 80s was Junkyard, was Coco Beware. Okay? I didn't say the most popular. I know that's why I say Junkyard Dog belongs on the list. And again, this is my favorite. I personally, just being honest, even from his days in NWA and other wrestling promotions, I didn't like the dog gimmick. I didn't like the chain coming out. Just call me what you want to call me. You know what I mean? You call me everything you want to call me. Don't call me late for dinner, but you can always.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yeah.
And I was waiting for that to come. You waited till my show was over because we supposed to be off air to write this bullshit. Female John Cena in the copy and paste WWE. Hey, guess what that copy and paste WWE does? Still have your white ass talking about it every single day. It still got millions still watching it every single day. Copy and paste? That's pro wrestling. You can say all you AEW acolytes who refuse to understand what wrestling still is, eventually they will copy the same fucking format if they want to remain in business. With that being said, Dice, any final words?
I do not have any final words. Actually, just good. So everybody just go follow the Z is Silent on Facebook. I will have the graphic with the final results of our draft up momentarily. We'll have it for you guys on the Twitter and all of our social media pages.
Oh, you didn't hear me? I said, in case you didn't hear me, okay, about your comment. The copy and paste as WWE.
Oh, wow. Where you been at all? Where you been at?
Every day.
Where you been at, Scott?
Okay. Whatever. Say what you want to say. It's the truth. You still watch it. So, my last thought, my bad. Vince calls The Rock Samoan. I would prefer they acknowledge both sides, too. And you know what? They actually do. Y'all just don't hear because it's not. And again, I'm not saying you're wrong. The WWE does not promote The Rock's black side, nowhere nearly enough. However, Black History Months, and all that kind of stuff, they actually do. You just wrote that. They do in February, right? Okay. So they do, right? And when they want to promote his show, right? You can't say Rocky Johnson and say he's not black. His last name is Johnson. And with that being said, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That's crazy. We out of here, y'all. Because I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blackity, 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 black. Y'all.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling.